you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob.
I'm sure you're familiar with the title of the book and apparently Broadway play and movie, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
I am. I haven't read the book, but I'm familiar with the musical.
Well, we're talking about it because it sparked a great conversation, because it lays out this title, which we think of in the business world as, we know people like this. I think I've met people who have this mindset where they'd like to do something without really trying. But I think you think of it as a oxymoron.
Yes, I having run my crawl in Silicon Valley for a semiconductor company for 37 years, I can tell you that I busted my butt. I mean, I worked my tail off. And so when I think of how to succeed in business without really trying, I'm thinking of it. It's kind of a joke. It must be a satire. I think the book was written in 1952. But it is a belief that some people have that just going into business doesn't take a lot of work. I mean, I've heard advertisements on the radio that said, hey, you can work part-time, still have your full-time job, and you can make gobs of money by just hardly doing anything. All you got to do is just kind of follow our success formula, and you'll just become filthy rich. There is no such a thing. I mean, that's a sham. And just like the title of the book is a satire. I mean, for anyone to believe that they can start a business and run it successfully year after year without really trying is truly an oxymoron.
You hit the nail on the head right there, because you said that the How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying being a satire of a book from Shepard Mead, and then you brought up real things out there. And I think one of the reasons why the book is appealing as people go, huh? But you're likely to hear pitches like this that are not intended to be satire, but being intended to separate you from your money.
Well, here are these advertisements, you know, on the radio and TV, glamorizing, you know, how if you just follow our special formula, you will succeed and you will become very rich, and all you got to do is just follow their formula. That is just, as they say, baloney. You know, if there is no simple way to achieve success, it's a combination of just tremendous skills that you have to develop, as well as a lot of luck. And so if there's luck involved in the business, of course, you know, then you could say you don't have to really try if you're lucky enough. For example, you win the lottery. I mean, I don't call it being successful in business, but if you win the lottery, then you could say that, oh, look at me. I made all this money, but I didn't have to do anything other than buy a lottery ticket. So this get rich scheme concept of, you know, you too can be rich. You just have to follow our magic formula, and we know how to do it. And, you know, we'll help you become successful is really a disservice, I think, to the average person. So, you know, when you think about running a business, you know, don't delude yourself into thinking it's not a lot of work and you don't really have to try. It'll tax every ounce of knowledge and tenacity and energy you have to do it. It might even cost you your family. So, you know, when you think about running a business, you know, you got to hope for the best, but expect the worst. And if you don't, you're not going to succeed.
This kind of thing has been around for, well, probably since the beginning of time, because we just go back to early American history and, you know, the snake oil salesmen are out there. But there's always somebody around one corner trying to sell you some magic beans, and there is no magic formula.
I was at Costco the other day, and And they had this thing that would you'd get on and it would vibrate your feet, and it would just a foot vibrator, but you're standing up on this like a treadmill sort of thing, or a stepper, and it sits there and just vibrates like crazy. It has different vibration frequencies and so forth. And they say that they're claiming that it'll cure everything from diabetes ED. I mean, it cures everything. And it said to me, that's a snake oil sales pitch if I ever heard one. But you know, you don't have to do anything. All you gotta do is just stand here and let this thing vibrate you, and you'll, all your organs will start functioning better, and you'll be able to think better, and you'll become more successful and be a better parent. You'll be all, you know, all this stuff, you know, you'll lose weight and it's just a classic snake oil. And I thought we got rid of those snake oil guys, but they had one at Costco the other day, and just stand this thing and it vibrates you into health. Like, I mean, this is again my example of you got to be careful. I mean, you got to be, by not having to do anything, if something that you get into that doesn't require a lot of effort, I would stay away from it. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
And if you're going to buy something, and again, this is a book that is essentially satire, how to succeed in business without really trying. But if you're buying a book or you're buying a product that promises something like this, that's a red flag that you're heading down a path that, hey, the remedy could harm you more in this case. You know, if the remedy, maybe that pad, who knows, it probably says somewhere written on it, claims not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, right?
So right, exactly.
It does, there's nothing to prove whatsoever that this product does what it says it'll do, but people will buy it because they think that, you know, it'll somehow cure all of their ills. And like you said, it's like, oh, it just happens to cure all of these things that are major sellers out there in the pharmaceutical environment.
Yeah, you know, again, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Most of these people that write these books have never run a company.
No.
And so you know, how can, you know, we see professors and all these other, you know, PhDs that have you know, written all these books, but they've never experienced these things. They claim to have done research, and that's how they've backed up their statements. But you know, We understand how good research is based on this last presidential election. So, be careful about, you know, even people who base their claims on research, because, you know, research is all dependent upon how the question's asked, and so be careful again when you listen to or hear someone expound certain traits or things that will make you successful. Look at their background, make sure that their background does comport to their experience. So,
right. And so the bottom line here is, if you want to succeed in business, how to succeed in business, that is, you really must try, and you have to try hard.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like that little children's nursery story, you know, about the little train that could, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to keep trying and trying and trying and never give up and have that dogged perseverance as we talked about. So please don't believe it for a second that you can succeed in business without really trying.
Well, if you want to read a real book on serious success in business, you can read Tough Things First, Ray's book. And you can find out more at toughthingsfirst.com. You can also follow Ray on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Thanks again, Ray.
Thanks, Rob. Been a great conversation.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.